ward away all the deception and the fiery darts of the wicked one that is destined to take you out, both Jew and Gentile. Now, again, I want to urge you, become a partner with us, will you? As we're approaching history's final hour, the coming king, we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. Go to our website, saveus.org, and make a generous gift that way. Help us to multiply these efforts in these astounding times of opportunity that we have. Will you do that? Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. So get a copy of the book, King of the Mountain. Don't miss it, friend. You might want to anchor your seatbelt when you read it. But read it. Get prepared. Thanks for joining us. Be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western and Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be, well, for the next hour, my views. And, of course, the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Just fine. Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Well, we're living in exciting times from a financial point of view. And certainly, so much of what we're reading about and hearing about just isn't true. I got calls last week to come on to somebody else's program to talk about the impending martial law that we were going to have because, of course, we weren't going to be able to come up with any sort of a solution as far as the debt crisis was concerned. And they wanted me to talk about the FEMA camps. And I said, oh, come on, but I'm just going to tell it's all political theater. Don't you know it's all political theater? Well, now suddenly we've come up with a solution, temporary, admittedly, but it was all political theater. It's amazing how they're able to manipulate the American people because they control the media. Why don't you pick it up and give us your impression of what's going on as far as the current crisis, debt crisis, and as far as our finances, as far as the health of our economy, and certainly as far as the health of our currency.
You've been doing this longer than I have, but I've been around doing this for about 20 years, and come every October, there is always an October surprise, and not to take away the seriousness of situations, and we've certainly seen throughout the years, you know, different false flag operations and so forth. But I don't believe it. It's very difficult to predict when they will happen, when they will occur. And I think that's the whole point of being prepared, whether it be with your food and your water, your finances. If you're prepared, you can face these situations no matter when it occurs. And that is why it's so important we preach and we talk every single day to people. Don't wait. Don't let the theatrics fool you into thinking that what we've seen and, you know, the world, it's going to come soon enough. We're going to have these problems soon enough. And every day that they hold it off, we get one more day to prepare. Even with gold, yes, they hit gold. Gold is lower. Silver is lower. But it gives us another day to buy these very important tools at a very low price. So, I mean, we certainly saw the discussions of the the debt ceiling and the shutdown of the government and all of that that has been played out. To me, it's a shame. It's a crime that they do this. And I was just reading an article prior to coming to the program where there was a $3 million or a $3 billion deal done with McConnell for Kentucky, earmarked. And so, I mean, they're all bought and paid for. Nothing is going to change. It was for a dam in Kentucky, and they originally had funding for $775 million, and now it's closer to $3 billion, and we all know they all go over budget, so it'll probably turn into $5 billion before it's all said and done. So, I mean, it's just so typical, and there might be a few folks who are trying to make a change, but the focus on the Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, I mean, it leaves me speechless to see what they have done and then also to hear what people say and the way they point fingers. It is a bunch of children. But in the meantime, our country is being destroyed. Our credibility is being destroyed. And we got a long way to go, but they're in a very short period of time.
And countries throughout the world are losing confidence in America, as they rightly should. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We'll this is Dr. Stan, and Melody is simply saying that the price of gold and silver is being manipulated, and it is. She says it should be trading over $2,000 an ounce. Jimmy Rogers, if you follow Jimmy Rogers, a multi-billionaire, he's moved all of his money out of the United States. I think he's operating out of Singapore now, and basically multi-billions, he's made a fabulous fortune. He says gold should be trading at $2,400 an ounce. He's intensely moved his gold money out of the United States because, of course, our money was soon going to become worthless. These are smart people, and you'd have to know who you can believe. And most of what you're going to read in your local newspaper, most of what you're going to hear on radio and television just isn't true. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And if you honestly don't believe that they can manipulate the prices of everything, whether it be stocks and bonds, whether it be gold and silver and commodities, you are incredibly naive, ladies and gentlemen. In my opinion, you're incredibly naive. So, basically, of course, Melody is simply saying that the smart people are still buying gold and silver, especially with the price down so low. But I think a lot of people are just sort of, they're almost mystified. I think the average person out there in the audience listening to our programs doesn't understand what's going on. They don't know who they can trust or who they can believe. So you pick the story up. What do you think is going to happen next?
Well, I think one thing with folks like Jimmy Rogers and those of large wealth, they're patient and they're not concerned. And of course, they have a lot more money that allows them to be a little bit more patient than a lot of folks. But they don't trade on daily moves and they trade fundamentals. And I believe if you trade fundamentals, you understand your product. You shouldn't get caught up in the promises of gain and higher yields. Once you start doing that, then you begin to speculate, and then you lose your patience because then you see the ups and downs, and you focus on that instead of the long-term trend of a product or an investment. And that's what gold is. It's a long-term investment. The trend is there. The fundamentals haven't changed. In fact, every time Washington opens their mouth, the fundamentals for gold get stronger and stronger and stronger, and that's what people truly have to focus on. And it is difficult to see prices drop from 1900 to 1200. I'm not going to take that away. But again, when you have drops in something like going from 1900 to 1200, look at the fundamentals. Have they changed? Has one thing changed? Why you bought gold at 1700? And why you wouldn't buy it at 1200. I talked to a futures trader today. He says at 17 and 1800, my phone was ringing, 24 hours a day. He says, down here, you have the same trade. He says, but nobody wants it. He says, large companies. He told me there was one large company on the East Coast. He says, they laid off 200 people a couple of months ago. So people don't want gold when it's low, and that's when they should be buying it. Buy low, sell high.
Well, something very interesting happened today. I saw this on the internet. I had it corroborated by one of our regular guests who has an account with Chase Manhattan Bank. And apparently Chase Manhattan sent a directive out. I don't know if you saw this, but it essentially said that there, if you have $50,000 in your account, or they're not going to handle more exchanges of more than $50,000 in your account. And furthermore, during the course of a year, and furthermore, you're not going to be allowed to send money from your account with Chase Manhattan out of the United States to a foreign country. I mean, to me, that certainly smacks of a major change in the entire financial structure of our country. Chase Manhattan is one of the banks controlled by the Brotherhood. And basically, of course, basically what we're seeing is what I've seen in other countries. I saw this when I lived in South Africa. You couldn't take money out of the country. Now, whether this is going to be all banks or just Chase Manhattan, we don't know. But suddenly Chase Manhattan is saying they're not going to allow you to transfer money from your bank account out of the country. Have you heard anything about this?
I saw something, but I didn't have a chance to confirm it. But there has been different changing in banking laws throughout this past year. I mean, at the beginning of last year, you had corporations. They did have an unlimited amount of funds covered by the FDIC. That was dropped. So again, you had a lot of businesses where their funds are no longer insured to the same degree as they once was, as they once were after the financial crisis of 2008. You also had U.S. banks who have foreign locations. If you have your funds in those locations, the FDIC is no longer going to cover those funds on U.S. banks. So, I mean, we all know the FDIC doesn't have enough money anyway to cover even the banks here in the States, but it shows that they're cutting back, and they're certainly making changes in the banking and what they're going to pay and the amount for these foreign bank accounts and even the accounts here in the States. So, yes, there is something going on. They are protecting themselves. And we know the FDIC doesn't have enough money to cover should there be a run on banks. And I know banks are concerned because I've read articles where if they look for higher interest rates, when interest rates begin to rise, you're going to have these people. There's a lot of cash sitting in these banks, and they're concerned that people can transfer amounts of money just with a click of a button on their computer and move large amounts of cash out of their bank. And they have no control over that. It used to be you had to go to the branch and you had to make arrangements to withdraw your funds. Now you can do it on the computer in the matter of seconds. So banks do have concerns that this might happen in the very near future. Because on a fractional reserve banking system, they have loaned out all that money and they don't have the cash to pay out. So...
And I think what people don't understand is that we have a totally fraudulent system. The Federal Reserve System is a privately owned bank. It is owned by the major banks in the United States. And basically, the Federal Reserve has created all sorts of money out of nothing. It's bought suddenly about $3.2 trillion worth of bonds here over the last couple of years. And basically, it's used absolutely nothing. It's just created this money. But even more than that, because, of course, the European banks are certainly on the edge of collapse, why our central banks has created another couple of trillion dollars, at least $1 trillion, transferred it to the European central banks that has given the money to the banks of Europe to try to keep them from collapsing. And just as here in the United States, why the Federal Reserve is buying mortgage bonds from our banks to keep them collapsing, the entire banking system is overextended. They do not have enough assets pledged to cover all of the loans that they've made. Most of the loans, and I've talked to a banker just recently, most loans, or so many loans, are underwater. In other words, a lot more money is loaned than the assets are worth. And this whole house of cards is on the brink of coming down. But the average individual doesn't understand. We have a monetary system with nothing behind it. It's totally fraudulent. And basically, you have to have gold or silver or something to keep banks from just increasing money ad nauseum. So they make tremendous profits, so you can create an artificial prosperity. And we had a wonderful and prosperous society for many years. But now we're putting out far more than we're taking in. If we raise taxes, it'll destroy the economy. If we don't raise taxes, we can't continue spending money. If we don't continue spending money, of course, then the economy begins to contract. Basically, they keep telling us that we have very, very slow growth. And they tell us that we have maybe 1.5-2% gross domestic product increase every year. And ladies and gentlemen, they're simply lying to you. They're lying to you because we're really running an inflation rate of 8-10%. 8-10%, and the only reason you don't see it is because they don't include food in inflation. They don't include, certainly, the price of energy. Look and see your electric bill. Look and see what gasoline costs today in comparison with 4 years ago. 4 years ago, 5 years ago, it was $1 a gallon. Today, it's $3.50 to $4 a gallon. They simply took that out of inflation, and they tell us there is very little inflation, and because of that, the gross domestic product is rising, whereas in truth, the gross domestic product is falling. We're in a recession, and they're not being objective or honest with us. And until you can think independently, they're fixing the unemployment figures. You should be looking at the U6 unemployment, not the U2 unemployment. And they're even fixing the U6 unemployment figures. We're in real trouble. And the average individual knows something wrong, but they can't believe that the entire structure of government is simply lying to us. But they are. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. So basically, how can people get in touch with you, Melody, and get your thoughts?
They can always call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Or if they like to drop us an email from the website, dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com.
And I think people really need to begin thinking about what the future holds, and you need to think about your financial future. And if you have the conventional investments, and I'm talking about suddenly things invested in bonds or suddenly in anything tied to the dollar, annuities, pension funds, these things are highly vulnerable because we have nothing behind our currency, and the value could be wiped out literally overnight. We'll be back in a minute. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than e-drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sydney Melody is talking about certainly what people want to buy. She's suggesting that certainly one of the very good coin is a $5 gold piece, $5 Liberty. It's less, a little less than a quarter of an ounce of gold, but that certainly it's more expensive. And if you're really looking for a storehouse of wealth, why you'd certainly want to be in the conventional gold coins rather than the smaller pieces. The smaller pieces are easier to exchange. But, of course, if you're looking for storage of wealth or you're interested in something for exchange, and then, of course, really if you're looking for something to exchange, wouldn't you really be far better off in silver for simply a barter type of process?
I think it's very important to have silver for that also, absolutely. But there's nothing wrong with having smaller fractional gold pieces, too. You'll use your silver for your little daily purchases. And, of course, then you would just use your gold for larger purchases. And, I mean, if you're looking at, you know, if the predictions are right about gold, could reach 3,000, 5,000 plus, you know, sometimes people don't need that amount. They just need a smaller amount, but they need more than what silver will provide. So that's where the gold fractional pieces would come in. You want to use your gold as your savings account and your silver as your checking account. That is the way you should break it up, but to have small gold fractional pieces are good too, because we do consider higher prices for gold ultimately. So, I mean, heck, there's even predictions out there for gold that were with this, the amount of the world debt, you could be looking at $40,000 and $50,000 for the spot price of gold. I don't subscribe to that, but I do believe we'll see $3,000 to $5,000.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But we are certainly, I believe, in the verge of something major taking a event. I don't know how many of you heard our afternoon program. My interview with John Quirk. And John, certainly I've known for, at least a decade or more. And he, certainly we've checked him out. He was with the CIA for 25 years. He now runs an international financial advisory organization. He's been over in Turkey for almost the last year. Now he's back here because, of course, of the instability over in Turkey. But certainly he's talking certainly about the very real, not imaginary, very real possibility of Israel attacking Iran because, of course, they do not believe America is going to do the right thing. They don't trust Obama. That actually, Israel is forming alliances with Saudi Arabia and Abu Dhabi and a number of the Sunni nations over there because, of course, they fear the Shia Muslims. And if Israel were to take unilaterally on the job of taking down Iran, why the other countries over there would certainly allow them, it would help them. It's even been suggested that Saudi Arabia might allow certainly Israel to use their airfields as bases for the air attack on Iran. But if this should happen, ladies and gentlemen, Iran has said that they will attack and respond not only Israel, but they will attack America. And that could just be an EMP attack, the only thing they could do. But remember, one EMP explosion over the middle of America and the financial system that we know would cease to exist instantaneously. If you haven't heard that talk this afternoon, go up on our website, RadioLiberty.com, and pull it down and listen to it. I was sending my interview with John Quirk at 4 o'clock Pacific time today as he talked about the very real threat of an EMP attack. And believe me, John has contacts with people that won't even talk to me, that's for certain. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the average American can't believe this sort of thing is possible. And while we're focusing certainly on what's happening with football, while we're focusing certainly on the coming martial law, because of course we're not going to be able to settle the debt crisis. Well, looks like the debt crisis is settled. The Republicans have caved in on this. And of course it was all about Obamacare. At least that's what they said. But it's not about Obamacare, because their agreement has nothing to do with Obamacare. And everything that you've been hearing this last couple of weeks has been a lie. And so they're going to put this off until January, February. Who knows what's going to happen. But basically, we're dealing with a fiat monetary system. There's no instance in all history where a fiat monetary system has survived. Certainly, Portugal was the major currencies of the world in the 1400s and certainly the 1600s. It was Spain, certainly. France was the major, certainly, world currency until the Battle of Waterloo. England became predominant at that point. America took control following World War II. But I feel that America's control over the world monetary system is coming to an end. And with that, why the life savings of everybody invest in the dollar? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest, Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And once again, Melody, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and discount gold and silver. And then, of course, we'll talk a little bit about how they would determine what coins specifically to be getting. But how can they, first of all, get in touch with you?
They can call us at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is dgscoins.com. DGS for discount gold, silver, coins.com.
All right, fine. Let's go to Herman calling here. Hi, Herman. How are we doing?
Very well. Recently, I ran into a family that had escaped Austria on the eve of the Nazi takeover, and they could only carry out a suitcase and a few other items, but they did take some of their valuable jewelry and some gold, which helped them when they got to the United States. So I'd like Melody to address that, because with the bank restrictions coming, if we someday lose our freedoms here and persecution sets in, there may be a time when people decide it's time to flee, and they may not be able to take much with them. So if you could speak to that, I'll take the answer off the air. Thank you.
Well, I guess gold would be better than silver then to have, and smaller pieces to have for a situation like that. There was also, I believe, when they were able to move around, they were oftentimes used gold coins in order to get from point A to point B. I think we're in a little bit of a different position today than they were at that point in time. And I think if anybody wants to flee, they need to, they need to be prepared now to do so. And we all have, and so when we try to make recommendations to folks, I always try to listen and see what's suitable. We don't push one type of a product onto everybody just so we make the most money. I listen. And I listen to what their needs are, what they're looking to put into gold and silver, and have a plan. What are you going to do and how are you going to do it, and what if you need money? What are you going to sell and when are you going to sell it? These are all things that we do here that very few people do. We're not financial planners, but it's a matter of talking and communicating and helping people to understand what gold is all about and how it can be used. One of my clients, both her parents were in the camp. And the reason they went to camp, and he was a diamond cutter. He was a jeweler. And it was his wealth, that it was his ability, he had an occupation, so they could use him. But they went because no one had jobs. And this is what people will open up to. They're in a position, they don't have jobs, they don't have food, and then they will do, they're offered something, and they will accept it. She told me that her family, I mean, her mother is still alive, and yes, she's got the marks and everything, the numbers. And her mother talks very little about it. But from what she had gathered from her father, they went, the family went, because he couldn't work anymore, but they used him. And so they were able to work, they were able to survive, and then they were able to come to America afterwards. So it is very important to be prepared and to have coins and to have options. I mean, that's what it's all. And when you're prepared, you have options. And that's why it's just so important.
And I think, really, Chris, the rather shocking thing, and for our listeners out there who haven't heard about this article from Chase Manhattan, saying that, at least from their accounts, you're not going to be able to transfer your money out of the country. Now, whether that's going to be all the other banks, we don't know. Well, this is just came up today, and we did have this confirmed by one of our listeners who said they got one of the letters. You can read about it. But to me, this is certainly a dire omen of difficult times to come. Why would they begin restricting our ability to move money out of the country? Why? Very simply, because they know the house of cards is coming down, and the last thing they want is for people to be able to escape. And basically, this is simply cutting off the escape routes exactly as they did in Hitler's Germany. And people say this could not happen here. And I say, if God is just, why couldn't it happen here? Well, Melody, basically, Chris, when we talk about coins. And basically, we have all sorts of coins. We have certainly 90% silver coins. We have certainly the maple leaf coins. We have certainly the eagle coins. And we have the big silver coins. We have the smaller silver coins. We probably have collectible coins that I don't even know about. What sort of coins did people have to use? Would they be using these in barter? How do you envision that the coins would be utilized by people if we do begin to get into real financial problems?
Again, I come back to you want to buy things that are recognizable and suitable and get as much as you can. You know, when you're looking to purchase bartering materials and materials that you might use in the future, you don't want to spend extra premiums on something thinking it's going to be more recognizable. No, you buy it. And I believe the number one thing that you will always want to do is sell your product into the market first. You will always get more money this way. You always want to sell it in the market. You want to call me, and Lord willing, I will be here. And you want to eliminate your product, or if you need cash, sell it into the market first. I believe if services go down, they go down temporarily. And that is when it comes important to have product that's recognizable and acceptable. So if there is some reason you couldn't sell it into the market, the 90% silver is a wonderful product to have because it's actually still spendable. If you had an extreme emergency and you had to go to the store to purchase something, you could. You wouldn't want to do it because you wouldn't get the silver value out of that, but at least you could still spend it for that one item that you needed. I spoke to someone recently, and he said he remembers during the gas crunch that if you paid with a dime, a silver dime, it was a mercury dime, he said, that you could get your gasoline, a gallon of gas for the mercury dime. I remember living in Arizona at that time during the gas crunch of the early 70s. And if you paid with pre-1964 coinage, you received a discount. I can't remember if it was 10% or 20%. Even this last run-up when we had $4 and $5 a gallon of gasoline, Oregon, I had reports there were places in Oregon that was offering discounts and benefits if you paid with silver coinage. Commerce continues. Business people are smart, but you have to have something that they want. So when you go out and you're buying these like zombie bars and these, you know, copper coins and these bronze coins and things like that, that's not going to help you do a bartering transaction when it comes to that type of a situation. You want recognizable and acceptable coinage. You want quality coins. You don't want worn out, you can't see the date coins. You don't have to buy uncirculated, but you want decent product. And we've gotten away from value. People don't understand value and quality anymore. It's very important. And there's a big difference between paying a couple cents more versus paying a couple hundred dollars more. Certainly, I wouldn't pay a couple hundred dollars, but if you can pay a couple cents more for something a little bit better quality, then certainly I would do so. I know one of my competitors, they sell a lot of mercury dimes and walking liberties, but they sell it, you know, 2-3 times the normal price of what a regular, you know, Roosevelt dime would sell for, or a Kennedy half dollar. And you don't get any benefits. When you sell that back into the market, either you're selling the mercuries or the walking liberties, you're going to get the same price as you would a Kennedy half or a Roosevelt. So why pay the extra? So again, you have to be careful and you have to weigh things. And I know on the internet, you know, sometimes you can find some really good prices and so forth. There's a couple of large online sellers of gold and on gold and silver. But I check my prices with them on a regular basis, and we're just as competitive with them. And they don't do radio programs. They don't support education. You know, they just put products up there and sell it. So just because it's online and they tell you it's the cheapest price doesn't mean that it is. And if you read the fine print, they'll also talk about the pictures shown is not the same quality that you'll receive. So, you know, again, you can be a little misled on the prices that you pay when you buy things on the internet. So,
well, I certainly am always skeptical of buying something from somebody I don't know or don't trust. And Melody's been with us for 9 or 10 years now, and certainly we've never had any complaints, legitimate complaints about her. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, now, what about, Sydney, this silver dollar? I mean, basically, that's something that I can remember growing up with, a silver dollar. Is a silver dollar something worthwhile, and how does that compare in price, say, with the silver eagles?
The prices vary. Certainly now that the old Morgan silver dollars and the Peace dollars are actually trading more than what a silver eagle would sell for. But when spot silver was selling in the $35 range, they were close in price. But when we had the big drop in silver, when silver went to $19, the Morgan silver dollars kind of built a level around $29. And they didn't break that. They stayed there. So you can say they held their value a little bit better than what the actual silver coins did, like the silver eagle or the Canadian maple leaf, because they are they're priced directly with the spot price of silver. So they have two different purposes, two different fundamentals. You buy the older coins; they're pre-1933s. They're still spendable. You can take the old Morgan silver dollars and spend them at the store if you wanted to. I wouldn't recommend it, but you could if you had to. And again, you can have that little bit better resale value because they're not mass produced like the modern issue silver eagles are. The silver eagles are nice because they're a full ounce. There's no question on the amount of silver that you have. And they're very beautiful coins. They're uncirculated. And so a lot of people are attracted to the way they look, and it brings a different type of a value to that coin. And so they're priced differently. I think they're both good to have. Of all the silver product that I sell most of the 90% silver, the silver eagles, and the Morgan silver dollars. We do sell rounds, we sell bars, but overall the coinage is where you want to be. Coinage, I believe, is very important. Bars were important at one point in time when, they only started making the Eagle series in 1986. So prior to that, the only thing you really could buy were bars, and they were very popular. And you could buy bars, you know, just a little bit over the spot price of the melt value. Today it's different. I mean, wholesale on 1 ounce silver bars starts out at about 65 cents. So yes, there's some savings, but I don't think the savings is great enough in order to stay away from the coinage. I still think coinage is a very important thing to have.
All right, fine. Well, now basically, what does the silver, say, eagle cost today? You mentioned the Morgan dollar at $29. Is that about what it's running today?
Yes, that is correct.
And what was the silver eagle going for?
Silver eagles, based on volume, will run anywhere from $2.95 over spot up to $3.50. So depending on how many you purchase. So you're paying around $24.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You have a question or comment for Melody. But we're moving into a time when people are going to have to start realizing that the history of currencies is that they always are destroyed sooner or later, whether it's the Portuguese currency, whether it's the Spanish currency, the currency of the Netherlands, the French currency, which dominated the the world until the Battle of Waterloo. Consider the English currency, which dominated the world from 1811, 1812 up until the end of the Second World War. And now the American dollar, but the American dollar is having real problems. And certainly we know that certainly China is doing everything they can to have their currency replace the American dollar. Certainly the people over there in the Middle East, certainly the Arab nations, are looking for alternatives to the American dollar. And my feeling is that the countries throughout the world are turning their back on America because they don't trust us, and probably with very, very good reason. They've seen the president certainly try to negotiate the situation in Syria, suddenly back down totally on it. He certainly has missed the last couple of international meetings with the Asians. And certainly the people throughout the world look at Barack Obama, and he doesn't have as good a press throughout the world as he does in the controlled press of America. And I think people look at Obama and they fear that America is not going to be able to survive. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest, of course, is Melody Cederstrom. And basically, what is your impression?
Well, looked at the futures markets for the our markets for tomorrow, and Asian markets are a little bit stronger after the decision this evening. But our futures market for the Dow is really unchanged. So I actually kind of anticipated a pretty large increase for tomorrow, but perhaps it won't develop. And I expect you're going to see anything could happen to gold tomorrow. I think tomorrow would be a great day to be buying gold.
Okay, well, let's go to Randy, who's calling us from Oregon. Hi, Randy. You have a question or comment?
Yeah. My mother died recently, and she left me a diamond necklace worth $20,000. And I don't know how to, cash it in or whatever. I've taken it to some jewelers and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But I figured diamonds and gold would be worth quite a bit. And the best offer I've gotten has been $1,500. And people have actually apologized to me for having to offer me that. Do you have any advice?
If you wanted to eliminate it, sometimes you might be able to find a jeweler that might take it on consignment. You might try an auction, or you could even try to, if you're computer savvy, try selling it online. You'd have to get it appraised, so you'd have the proper documentation of the value and so forth. But the jewelry is probably one of the worst investments that you can buy. I don't buy jewelry for investment. I buy it because it's a piece that I like. And because they're just so over, and diamonds, it's such a rigged market. And if people do buy diamonds, just buy it without the gold. And you have to be a very savvy investor.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and as I said earlier in the program, if you didn't hear our afternoon program with John Quirk, I hope that you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and listen to it, and listen to it several times. Next week, we are going to have Ambassador James Woolsey, a former director of the CIA, as a guest, talking about his concern about the danger of an EMP attack. And remember, one EMP attack would wipe out the entire financial system of America, and everything you have invested in your bank account and in your pension account and in your annuities, and all of these things would soon become simply and instantaneously become a remembrance of things past. We suggest if you have not yet heard our 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack, if you have not yet seen our DVD on the threat of an EMP attack or read Michael Maloof's book, A Nation Forsaken, and Michael was with the Defense Department for 30 years. He now writes for WorldNet Daily, does an excellent job. You can pull his articles down. I do what I do because I'm concerned, and I feel like my job is to sound a warning, and I think that there is something to be very concerned about. I could be completely wrong. And if I'm wrong, why, okay, you make your preparations, why, that won't be the worst thing in the world. But if I'm right and you don't have made any preparations, then everything you've worked for your entire life could be wiped out almost instantaneously. So give it serious consideration, as I say. Get our 4-CD set, our DVD on the threat of an EMP attack, and you get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, we think that you'll get excellent information there that will help you. You can also get the 2008 Congressional Commission Report. You can get it on the Internet, 180 pages or something. I've read it. I don't know anybody else who ever read it, but I've read it through. And basically, you can buy it through us. You can get it on the Internet, whatever you'd like to do. But get it and read it. And if you don't want to read the whole thing, read what they say about water. Read what they say about what will happen to our financial system. 8 years in the making, compiled by about six or eight of PhDs, and suddenly headed by Peter Pry, who we've interviewed. This is a very important document. It's the 2008 Congressional Commission Report on the threat of an EMP attack. Then, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You need to get it. You need to get and listen to my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. Agenda 21, the covert plan, we also recommend suddenly our good friend Michael Shaw, and his talk on Agenda 21, the wretching transformation of America. The wretching transformation of America is taking place today. They're transforming our society. They're limiting our property rights. The subversive movement controls the leadership of both political parties. The population control agenda is in full force today. They have either killed or prevented the births of several billion, that is B with a big billion, of people. If you haven't, of course, got it, the background of my talk on the population reduction agenda, you can just simply go up to the internet and type in population control agenda and put my name or Radio Liberty, or go to our website, radioliberty.com. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty so we can maintain our network of stations, and this program is heard probably on about 15 outlets every evening, if you'd like to become part of our family, give us a call. We can certainly use your help, because most ministries are having problems. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then we ask you, of course, you to pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
While the storm clouds gather,
Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Jonathan Gray, who's over in New Zealand. It's actually tomorrow afternoon in New Zealand. But Jonathan is an archaeologist, and basically we've had him on in the past, and we take his regularly published accounts, certainly of what he has found, certainly archaeology, traveling throughout the world to the jungles, certainly of Africa, and to the deserts of Arabia, and certainly he actually tracked down a number of things that were done certainly by a retired anesthesiologist who had actually gone over and made some amazing discoveries in the Near East and in the Middle East and certainly. And Jonathan had gone over and validated them. And basically, he has all sorts of wonderful stories about the things about past civilizations that you're never going to hear about, because, of course, they all tend to validate the scriptures. And there's an organized effort to do everything they can to convince you that the biblical story is not true, that these things just didn't happen. We've been lied to, and I don't believe at all. Jonathan Gray, what are we going to be talking about this evening?
We're going to be talking about the robbing of Mr. Noah and his wife's graves, and my expedition into the valley, the Forbidden Valley, and how they tried to get rid of us to stop us getting the information out. I thought that may be of interest to listeners, Dr. Stan.
All right, fine. Well, you go ahead and you pick up the story.
Well, down from about 1 hour's journey down into the valley from the remains of the big boat, which is now recognized in Turkey by the Turkish government as a, they've declared the whole area now an international historical park, with the center attraction being what's left of the big boat up in the mountains, Noah's Ark. And a visitor center has been built there. Now,
If I could just comment, everything is being done to play down the fact that this is Noah's Ark, that Noah's Ark has been found, that it's certainly up there in the mountains of Ararat, not at the top of Ararat, but in the mountains of Ararat. And I have certainly people contacting me constantly telling me it's just not true. It's all fallacious. And yet, of course, this is one of the things that had been laid out by a number of people who had investigated this. And as you say, the Turkish government has declared it is valid. And yet, of course, we just never talk about it here in America. So you pick up the story that Noah's Ark, I believe, everything points out to the fact that they found it validating the biblical story. But anything that validates the biblical story will be suddenly deprecated. Go ahead.
You're dead right. Yes, and half an hour from the Ark site actually is our base camp, a little town of Dubaizit, close to the border with Iran, in eastern Turkey, southeastern Turkey. Now, Ron Wyatt, whom I took an attack on in the beginning because I could not believe he'd found it, and so I went out with a briefcase full of objections to shoot him down. And I ended up being convinced by the evidence he was able to show me firsthand.
Now, once again, who is the gentleman who found this, or worked with the crew that did find it?
Yes, actually, he's an American amateur archaeologist, Ron Wyatt, from Nashville, Tennessee, who went out after a Life magazine gave a report on it. He went out to investigate with his two sons.
And basically, we have an interview with Ron Wyatt. We have a four-tape set on Noah's Ark, and basically, it's fascinating material. And we talked to Ron before he died, but we'll be back in just a moment with Jonathan Gray. But this is sort of the Gear Doctor here discussed widely on many programs.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Rod, if I may. Jonathan is saying that suddenly, not too far away from where Noah's Ark is, there in the mountains of Ararat, there's a valley. And in this valley, there is supposedly where Noah and his family are buried. But you pick up the story. You were telling us about this this one point there in this valley. What did you find there?
Well, apart from that, two buildings and two great stone markers, there was this giant altar with one single step halfway up, too big for any of us today to use simply by lifting a foot. And one would be tempted to ask, well, how tall was the man who used this altar? But we do know that in ancient times, men were much bigger. And we've deteriorated both in size and in the length of our lives, and deteriorated in many other ways too, I believe. Anyway, it was a natural sound bowl where anyone speaking could be heard far away. And so here was plenty of room for gatherings of people when a patriarch might have addressed his descendants and offered animal sacrifices. So Ron's two sons went exploring. Danny and Ronnie went exploring. And they called out to their father, and Danny was rubbing an old weathered marker here in front of one of these buildings, and there was a very old lichen over it, but under the crust there was clear incisions, markers. There was a pictograph there, and it became clear, without much wasting of time, that these were grave markers. Now, Ron had his camera running. The inscriptions were unmistakable, and I'd like to describe them, Dr. Stan, because I think our listeners will find this quite fascinating. If the inscription meant anything, then what they'd stumbled upon was, well, dared they say it, probably the first post-flood grave marker on this planet, the grave marker of Noah and nearby that of his wife. I'll describe what was on these markers. They first of all bore the eight cross symbols of Noah and his family. And then below that, there was a graphic portrayal of, let me put the first one. The first one showed eight people. Above these eight people, there was a rainbow. And under the rainbow, there was a boat on a wave. Then there were these eight people, two larger ones and six smaller ones. And you could tell that four of them were male and four were female, because the female had their hair curled longer at the back and the males had a beard. So that differentiated who was male, who was female. Now, on the first grave marker, the larger woman had her head bowed and her eyes closed, and the other seven people were walking away from her. That would indicate a burial of a woman. On the next grave marker, there were only seven people. And the bigger man, he had his eyes closed and he was bowed down. And the other six were walking away from him. Now, it doesn't matter what language you put that into, it makes it very clear. Here you've got a rainbow over a boat that's on a wave and eight people. The first one dies, she's a woman. The second one dies, he's a man. And the other six walk away. And those two grave markers very, very clearly portrayed that picture. Now, when I heard about that, I wanted to go and see it as well. I didn't want to check out Noah's Ark only. I wanted to check out the Valley of Eight as well, because that really did interest me. However, I discovered that one of these, this is before I got there, I was told that one of these graves had been robbed. And apparently, when Ron showed one of his team members, and he was with him on this occasion, the team member suddenly disappeared. And investigation showed that this team member had actually made a pact with the village mayor, that nearby village, the village of Eight. And they'd sealed it with a drink, and they had robbed the grave, and the Turkish authorities were now looking for this man, and they had sold contents from that grave on the Istanbul black market. Now, one item was a bodice around the woman's waist, the woman that was dug up. There were large stones in it. And that was sold on the black market in Istanbul, would you believe, for $75 million. That had to be an incredible piece. And the description of it is far more than we can comprehend. We don't see these things like these today. But anyway, the Turkish authorities know that the Vandals had robbed the grave of many precious jewels and artifacts. They tracked down the source of the artifacts through their intelligence to the black market, but the perpetrator, who was a member of Ron's team, he himself eluded capture. However, the chief of the village near the gravesite, his name is Mehmet, and I've met him quite a number of occasions, has been identified as an accomplice. And his share of the proceeds, it appears, has also vanished, but the fact is that the grave was robbed. Now, I was warned not to go down to that valley because it could be rather dangerous, and I'll tell you why. After Ron discovered the grave robbery, on his next visit down, the village chief and his henchmen tried to take him up into the hills behind the altar to get rid of him. And Ron knew a little bit of Kurdish, and he heard the man talking, "Let's get rid of this man. Let's get rid of him." And so Ron quickly made a dash while he could, while he was still in sight of other people, and he spared himself being killed. However, a little later after this, there was seen the remains of another man whose body was rotten, had been partly eaten by dogs, and he was up the back of that hill also. It seems to be a place to get rid of people who have embarrassing information. Anyway, on my first visit to this area, there was a war going on between the Turks and the Kurdish population in that corner of Turkey.
Seems like there's always a war going on in that area, isn't it? I mean, it's a very, very dangerous area to go into, my understanding.
Yes, it is. It is. It's not a usual holiday place at all. Huh? And the Kurds, of course, want to be independent because the West artificially carved up the Middle East. I think it was after World War One, and part of the Kurds ended up in Turkey, and another section of them ended up in the northern part of Syria, adjoining Turkey, and the remainder ended up in Iran, adjoining Turkey also. So they no longer had their Kurdistan country, and so they were split between three countries. And they were looking for independence. But Turkey, of course, owed America and Europe quite a bit of money. And its source of repaying its debt was oil. And the oil was mostly in this Kurdish corner. And they didn't want the Kurds to break away. So there was a battle going on. It goes on. It heats up and cools down, heats up and cools down. On my first trip there, I was told not to go into the Valley of Eight. It would be too dangerous. And I was also told, look out if you get to devise it, because there's a war going on. So what I did was this. I went to the Kurds. I was living in Australia at the time, and I contacted the Kurdish Association in Australia, who had good contact with their homeland in Turkey, and they supplied me with a safety mechanism. that was that if the Kurds kidnapped me, as they have kidnapped quite a number of Westerners to draw attention to their plight, they're hoping to make the world take notice. Not that I don't think the world does take much notice of it, but they kidnap people occasionally to try to draw attention to their plight. If I was kidnapped by a Kurdish guerrilla, I would simply show them the visa that the Kurdish Association in Australia had prepared for me, and they would realise that it was not an enemy, so hopefully that they would spare me. It would be a safe passage visa. But don't let the Turks see it, because if they see it, you're finished, man. You're thrown into a Turkish jail, and who knows when you'll come out. So that was the situation. I was going to Turkey. I had a Turkish visa in my Australian passport. I also had a Kurdish visa, so that's the opposition side, and I had to hide that away and not let the Turkish authorities see it. And, when my friend Trevor Prestige from Perth, Western Australia, and I went together on our first visit, we pulled in at Dubaiza, this little town where the Kurds have their headquarters and where the Turks have the military base. And we checked in at the little hotel. It's called the Erzurum Hotel. And, oh boy, did I notice when I looked at the hotel, it was blasted full of shell holes and bullet holes all over the place, the whole building.
The reason you're not hearing about it is because it validates the scriptures, and everything is being done, of course, to lead you away from the fact that the Bible is accurate, the history that's there is accurate. Ron Wyatt did a wonderful job of uncovering this, and everything is done to discredit it.
You already know that calcium is important, but did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan and Rob. Jonathan is simply talking about having gone to Curtis Village. Ron Wyatt had told him not really to stay there because it was potentially dangerous. However, of course, Jonathan had actually gone and had stayed the night. However, they encountered a Turkish shelling at the village, and about 30 people were killed adjacent to the hotel where he was staying. But, of course, he had managed. He and his associate who was with him had managed to survive. And then, of course, he set out to find a taxi driver that Sydney had been recommended to, and Sydney had been told that this man will at least be able to take you to a place where you'll be able to find somebody to take you to this Valley of Eight, where the grave of Noah had been robbed, but Ron Wyatt gave him the information that who to contact. So pick up the story there, Jonathan.
Yes. Dr. Stan, the next morning we came out of the hotel. I turned right, strolled up into the first side street, and I spoke English. Of course, I couldn't speak Turkish. So I spoke to a gentleman I saw. I said, "Do you know someone with a car who speaks English?" Well, he just looked at me blank. But that very moment, a shout rang out, and the way up the street there, because I knew this was the street where this young fellow would have his taxi, I saw this young man running toward me, and he was speaking in English. "Can I help you? Can I help you?" Well, his name was Sayam, and I said, "We need to go firstly up to the mountains," I said, "to Noah's Ark." And his face lit up with recognition. "Yes," he said, "I can get you there. Come." So we followed him, Trevor and I, to a beaten-up contraption that seemed held together with sheer sweat and perhaps determination and chewing gum. But the engine spluttered into life, and this taxi survived the rough, dusty roads into the mountain villages. Now, these Kurdish village people were very beautiful people, and the war was ravaging them. But we couldn't stay. We went on further to the remains of the old boat. And we started investigating and working up there, trying to scrape away some of the encrusting mud. We examined some things the local children had found. And meanwhile, Sayam was becoming a good friend. And then I showed him a photo of one of the anchor stones, because as the ark came into land, it had quite a number of these big stones that hung down, drogue stones, which would stabilize the boat in the roughest of seas, and ancient ships used to use these. And I was told that as the boat came in into shallow water, into this arc of mountains, it had been determined that it had dropped these anchor stones every so often, and they had been discovered in a curved line leading up to the present place where the boat is. So these did have the appearance of the old anchor stones used by shipping in the past, except these were much bigger, and they would be comparable in size to a boat the size of Noah's Ark, if this was Noah's Ark. So anyway, I showed him a photo of one of these stones, and sensing its significance, this young Kurdish young man grew excited. "Where is this one?" he asked. I said, "This one is in the Valley of Eight, Kazan," because I wanted him to take me there. "Kazan," he said, "my mother's family from that village. We go there." So can you believe it? This is the very place I've been told is too dangerous to get into. But here he was offering to take us to that very spot because his mother's family came from that village. Okay. So now I saw this for the first time. Losing the contact with somebody else, we, far from the being a setback, which I'm not going to tell about that one because it's not important to the story, here we got in touch with this young man, and he could have got us back into the place of eight, whereas nobody else might have been able to do it. So I do believe the Lord had provided us with this one English-speaking driver who could get us there. And remember, he'd come running to us. I believe the Lord had planned it for us from the start, and so a prayer that I'd been offering for quite a few months was now to be answered. So we spent the rest of that first day at the ark site, and we took samples, and we did investigations that we'd follow up later. Then the next morning, we set out along the road from our little hotel to Kazan, the valley of the village of Ape. But as we turned off the bitumen onto a dirt side road, we ran smack into a Turkish military convoy. Oh, boy. And here I was with a Kurdish driver bumping into a Turkish convoy. Well, we learned that they were headed for that same remote Kurdish village for target practice. So we were arrested. Our passports were confiscated. They took us back to the military headquarters in the town for interrogation.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Jonathan Gray.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Jonathan's is telling about what happened after they were arrested by the Turkish military, and it was almost as if God had intervened. Suddenly they were put under the control of a very young officer, and after chatting with the young officer for a while, it became very obvious that he didn't want to do any harm to Jonathan and his friend. Of course, they were worried that they would suddenly go through their material back at the hotel and find that they had actually a passport or some sort of a visa from the Kurds. And of course, if they're controlled by the Turks and they have something from the Kurds, they could very well end up in a Turkish prison and spend the rest of their lives there. And basically, I mean, the conflict between the Kurds and the Turks has been going on for the better part of going back to immediately after the First World War, when Great Britain and France divided up that area of the world after the fall of the Ottoman Empire. They divided it up and they put Sunni in Iraq. They put Kurds, Shia Muslims and Sunni Muslims. Why would they put three various groups in conflict with another? So the people would be fighting one another, so they could not fight either the English or the French. Basically, this is what they did all throughout the Middle East. They created these artificial countries with one thought in mind, to have turmoil. And now here, certainly, Jonathan is in Turkey, in this area, this Kurdish area of Turkey. And of course, he's under the control of the Turkish military, and they don't know if they're going to get released or not. They've gone there to see Noah's Ark. They've gone there to see the gravesite where Noah is buried. Go right ahead.
Thank you. So this young man said, when the governor wakes up, I'll see if we can get him phoned and ask if he'll let you free. Well, the hours just seemed to creep by. They went so slow. And then another officer came into the room and he carried some papers. He said, sign these and you can go. Well, what do they say? I was asking him. They say that if you get caught in the crossfire between us and the Kurds, then we will not be held responsible. Well, the documents were in Turkish. And he said, also, we've decided not to go up to your hotel to search. We're going to let you go. The governor had instructed them to let us go, so that was a godsend. So the documents were in Turkish. I could not read them. I didn't know what we were signing. For all we knew, we could be signing away our lives. But if we hoped to be set free, there was no option but to sign them. So we signed and left it in God's hands. Well, soon we were outside on the street. And Sam, who was with us, he was arrested with us, the driver. He said, look, you two go back to the hotel. And later I'll drive out to Kazan to find out if it's safe. So a few hours later, our Kurdish friend was back. He said, yeah, let's go. Now, on the way out to Kazan, Sayem stopped to pick up a man who introduced himself as the village chief. Immediately, I recognized him. He was Mehmet, the man against whom Ron had warned me. So here we have Sayem, then the village deputy with him, and Mehmet. Three men from the same village. One's our friend, the other two are dangerous. So anyway, he came with us to some anchor stones, and this is what he was taking us to see, but the anchor stones were only like the key to get us into the valley so we could look at the graves and the house and start exploring in that area. So first of all, he took us to some anchor stones lying near the village, and they're beautiful little children in the village there. They were eyeing us from a distance, and then we wandered over to a rise where two of the anchors were now being used upside down as grave markers. And then we headed for a hill about a mile west of the village, and from there we could look back toward the village in the bowl depression. And then across the other side of the valley, well, I'll mention that in a moment. As we were going up this hill, I kept noticing these holes in the ground. And it turned out, Stan, that since they had found valuables in Noah's wife's grave, the village people had been digging up other graves in the area in the hope of finding more treasures. And you could see all these holes everywhere with piles of earth beside them. We got up to the top of that hill, and there was an ancient altar resting on the ground. and you could see a niche where the animal's head was fitted, ready for the slaughter. And then there was another rock, and on that rock there was a picture of Noah's Ark engraved in the rock. It was getting hard to see, but you could still make it out a little bit. And then I took a look at another look at the altar, and on top of the hill there was another anchor stone. And the cable for this anchor had the cable hole, rather, because they all had cable holes for the ropes to be entwined in as they hung down from the boat. That had been broken. And this anchor had been dropped, no doubt, when the ark sailed over the peak as was coming into shallow water. Anyway, for about an hour, this village chief, Mehmet, and his deputy guided us over this valley of eight to more anchor stones. The real name is drogue stones. They just drag in the water. And my eyes kept standing and looking for what we'd really come to see. I kept looking back across the valley. That's why I was really here. But I was careful not to let him see me too keenly looking back, hoping that he wouldn't know why I was there. Okay, we went back to the village, and they were knocking stones from a wall to show us an old inscription. Now, one of our team members in the past was a man called David Fassold, and he'd been there a few times with Ron. He'd been out here to the spot. He'd become a friend of Mehmet's at some time in the past, and he'd written a book on Noah's Ark. And David Fassold was a marine salvage expert from Florida, and he had salvaged a few ancient ships down there in the Caribbean Sea. So he was a good man to join the team, and he had photographed some of these things we were looking at now, and Mehmet brought out his book with pictures of the anchor stones and a picture of Mehmet there in the book. So David had given him a copy of the book, and although Mehmet could not read it, he proudly saw his own picture. And the same man, Mehmet, had wanted to eliminate Ron, yet he was kindly disposed to David, who had not played any role in the gravesite discovery or Mehmet's looting of it. So although he tried to kill Ron, he was a friend of a previous team member, David. So I thought maybe this is the way I can get through to get where I need to go. It was now or never. Had to take the risk. If he discovered what I really knew of Ron, I wasn't going to mention Ron because that would put me in danger since he'd tried to kill Ron. So it's better to throw in somebody else's name if I want to find out about those other relics. So I remember swallowing very hard and I drew a sketch of Noah's gravestone, the one over at the house. And I pointed to it, and I said, David Fassold saw this? And I asked him, pointing to the sketch, is this somewhere near here? Well, he instantly recognized it, but somehow he probably saw through that I didn't really get this from David Fassold. He actually showed a little bit of anger and irritation from me asking him. And then he quickly got back on my land over there. Now, I didn't know it at the time, but this man carried a gun under his jacket. And instead of taking us to the place I wanted to go, where I knew the house and the grave sites were, Mehmet and his henchmen skirted that area, and they drew Trevor and me away from it. And I was recognizing now for the first time that he had no intention to take me there at all. He was going to take me somewhere else. So we passed the giant 12-foot altar at the bottom of the hill, which was in this amphitheatre and which overlooked the house further down and the grave sites, and he kept going. Now, up on the hill, beyond the big altar, Ron had seen the human bones and a skull with hair still on it, which dogs had been devouring. I mentioned that a little while ago. And this man, Ron believed, was a killer, this man who is now taking us up here. It was up this same hill that Mehmet was now taking us. So I said to him, look, how far is it that you want to take us? Oh, just 100 metres. Well, we covered 100 metres, and I was now beginning to feel a little bit uneasy about this. There was a rock with some marks on it, but the grave marker would not have been brought up here. So I said, how far now? Come. That was his reply. Well, how far? You said 100 metres. How far is it? And his reply was, just 1 kilometre more. Now, I knew that 1 kilometre more would be out of sight of the village and he could do whatever he liked with no one knowing. And then I recalled the plot to get Ron into the hills and kill him. So I knew the moment had come to act fast. So I turned to Sayam. I said, oh, Sayam, tell him the sun is getting low. We must turn back. Without waiting for a reply, I just wheeled right around and I was toward the rear of the group. I was now in front, racing down the hill back toward the 12-foot alder. Now, Trevor didn't come up the hill with me, this hill, only Syed and myself. And we rushed back to Syed's car, and we noticed that the children of the grave robbers were now pilfering my bag in the car. So that they were learning early. Anyway, in the open here, where the car was and close to the village, I felt safer. And no one dared shoot us as we were still in sight of the village. So I knew that I could run. And I had my camera with me. I was shooting everything as I ran past into the area where Mehmet had avoided taking me. I ran straight through the site of Noah's house and the two graves. And I turned and took another shot and looked back. Now, the mound in the center of my vision was all that now remained of the house. It had been deliberately vandalized after they robbed the graves. I might mention that the stone walls of the house were 3 feet thick, Dr. Stan. And over the centuries, they had become partially buried in silt, probably about 4 feet of silt surrounding them. And the window apertures were interesting. The apertures on the inside of the house were narrower than on the outside. So if you're inside the house and you wanted to look outside, you could actually look quite a long distance sideways as well as forward. If you're on the outside, you would have your vision narrowed. And so it was an interesting way of constructing a window space. As Trevor and Syed and I quickly got into the car, The village man accosted Sayam, and they had a vicious, heated argument that caught up to us. And deeply distressed, Sayam leapt into the car, and we sped off. And what we did as we sped off was we the three of us, Sayam driving and Trevor and I in the back, we lowered our heads and we just crouched right down behind the seats while we drove off and then only raised our heads as we got further away. That was an interesting experience. Oh, boy.
Well, I'm sure that God looks after you, because without God's protection, you probably never would have gotten out of there alive.
Yes, I do agree with you. It was only the protection of God that got us through, and I can see his hand in quite a number of events that were taking place during that time. We did make a visit back there later on, and this time we were more careful. We prayed that we would not meet the village chief or his men, because the village chief apparently does go to the little town nearby quite a lot. And fortunately, we've been in there again and again. And another team member showed me a portion of a granite bowl from Noah's house that they'd got. And Mehmet had given it to him sometime earlier. So they'd been robbing everything over there. And I learned that the earliest dishes were made of granite. These were granite bowls carved out of granite and used by Noah and his family and the early people after the flood. Anyway, back at the hotel in Dubaizit, at the reception counter, the proprietors of that hotel showed a giant human jawbone. And this was so big you could just about fit your head into the jaws, would you believe? It showed up about the same time that they dug up Noah's wife's grave. So I understand the Turks have now recovered her sarcophagus. It's made of polished marble. It's 18 feet long. It's now in a back room of a museum in Ankara.
Are you suggesting that she was 18 feet tall?
Well, it would not be an unreasonable assumption that she was about 12 feet tall anyway. Okay. But the sarcophagus was bigger, of course, and it gave room because it was at a thick sides and endings. But about 12 feet would be at least a reasonable assumption. So she was more than twice as tall as the average woman today.
In fact, I said our friend Lynn Marzulli has done some work along that, not having to do with what you're talking about, but certainly about the people who lived many, many years ago. Go right ahead.
Yes.
That many of them were giants. There were giants in the land. Go ahead.
Definitely, yes. All who survived the flood would have been, those eight people would have been giants compared to mankind today. Plus, of course, the deterioration in both physique and size and longevity took several hundred years. We look at the book of Genesis, you find that Noah lived for 350 more years after the flood. He was 600 when the flood came. And you see a gradual decrease in lifespan as you read those chapters in Genesis, as father to son, and so sons were dying younger than their fathers, dying before their fathers died because their lifespan wasn't as old as their fathers, and eventually it came down to the 70 and stabilized. Before the flood, it's believed there was a vapor canopy around the planet above the atmosphere, and that not only helped to facilitate a gentle terrarium-like climate from pole to pole, but it blocked out harmful cosmic rays, which would have decreased the vitality of mankind. And during the Great Flood, this canopy collapsed, and the waters washed through the soil, redepositing the high nutrition that was in the soil into the seas, and in the seas today that we have the minerals.
Jonathan, have you run into an organized effort to try to disparage the idea that Noah's Ark has been found? In other words, an organized effort to, I say it really isn't true.
Well, the people who say it isn't really true are the ones that really haven't done the tests. My team and I can verify that Ron was telling the truth. I personally handled rivets. We've actually photographed the rivets in the boat. I can give some evidence, actually, in the few minutes that remain, that we have found evidence. This is truly the boat. I have no doubt whatsoever in my mind.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, basically, of course, there is, I believe, an organized conspiracy against Christianity today. That's why, of course, the Supreme Court can open every day a session when the choir comes in and says, God bless the United States and this honorable court. But we couldn't mention God in our schools. Why would that be? Because it's a conspiracy against Christianity.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, we're out of time. Our guest is Jonathan Gray. Jonathan, before you go, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website and get your material.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. BeforeUs.com, www.beforeus.com. And if they want to get more material, that's actually at first page talks about Dead Men's Secrets, but at the bottom of the page there's a link to other products. Anyone's welcome to go, and I put out a free newsletter weekly, so you just ask for it, and it'll be yours.
God bless. Thanks very much. It's been fascinating. We should have had 2 hours, but amazing, amazing story.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's been a privilege to be with you.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly our guest has been Jonathan Gray, and I wish we'd had more time with Jonathan. Basically, if you'd like to hear our 4-CD set, one of the most important ones we have, it's entitled Where is Noah's Ark? And it's 2 hours with Ron Wyatt before he passed away, and then 2 hours with the gentleman who continued the ministry for him, and of course, all the amazing things they found. You know, God could use all sorts of people. Here is Ron Wyatt, and he's an anesthesiologist, and during the summer times, Ron would take vacations and go over, and God, I believe, directed him to make some of the most amazing discoveries ever made. And then just in similar manner, he's used me. I'm a retired orthopedist. And what am I doing? I'm doing suddenly talk radio 5 hours a day. And as he uses Jonathan, he can use you as well if you give your life to him. And certainly you can begin to certainly perhaps have an impact on other people, hopefully bring them into a personal relationship with our Lord, because that's why I do what I do. Well, if you'd like to get the 4-CD set, Where is Noah's Ark? It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We may actually have some other books or items. We haven't discussed this for some time, but it is vitally important, and as one of these days we'll have to put together a 4-CD set of my interviews with Jonathan Gray. We've interviewed him many times in the past. Always fascinating. He said he has been in many dangerous places through the years, but always serving the Lord and always trying to verify the validity of our scriptures, which are true. Well, our telephone number here at Radio Liberty, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. You can go there and you can certainly pull down information on the items that we carry. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, we'd certainly love to hear from you. If you'd like to get one of our catalogs, just call us at 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, you need to get The Brotherhood of Darkness. How do we understand what's going on in the world today? Why we have to understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men. and the survival of Christian civilization. I believe some terrible things are about to befall our nation, are about to befall the world, because certainly we have turned our backs on God. And when a nation turns their back on God, God brings judgment on that nation. So if you certainly would like to get our material, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, watch our DVDs. You can listen to our radio.